To say that the GWAC schedule this year for every team is brutal might be an understatement. This is a tough, tough league this year. And for the third time this year, Scott City and Hugoton would battle, and it was a physical defensive battle that Hugoton would outlast Scott City 46-32. The game was probably played closer than what the final score indicated. Hugoton would go up 23-8 in the second quarter, about halfway through. Scott City would end up coming back to within five early third quarter, 25-20. Hugoton build their lead. Scott City had it to within five, about 3.5 to go, but Hugoton would score the final 9 points of the game. Scott City played one of the better defensive efforts of the year. Even though their shooting wasn't as strong tonight, they still were in the ballgame till about the very end there. And the shooting woes were back again for tonight for Scott City after they shot 58% at Colby on Tuesday night. But, boy, here's how good Scott City's defense was. Hugoton comes in averaging 72 points a game. They've only scored under 50 points three times, two of those against Scott City. The other one was against Life Prep. And then against Scott City, they only scored 50 points. So, I mean, in essence, you could almost say that they've held Hugoton well below the season average all three times this year, but just not enough offense in the end for the Beavers here tonight. But what a good performance and a great effort on both sides. Deshaun Lewis ended up kind of closing out the game for Hugoton. He ended up with a game-high 16 points for Hugoton as they are ranked number four in Class 4A at 17-2, and that's a deep team that can make a deep run in the state playoffs yet once again here this year. Scott City, they dropped to 9-10 on the year as they were led by Jackson Rumford's 12. He had all eight of their points in the first quarter. Eloy Rellis came back and had a good 10-point performance for Scott City as they fall to 9-10 on the year. But it doesn't get any easier for Scott City on Tuesday night. They host the number three ranked team in 3A, the Goodland Cowboys, and it feels like it's playoff atmosphere from here on out for Scott City.